CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wallace, we have breaking news. A magnitude 8.0 earthquake has struck in the Caribbean, about 200 miles southwest of Georgetown in the Cayman Islands. There's no word of any damage or casualties. A tsunami advisory has been issued. Workers at a federal aid agency targeted by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency are back on the job for now. CBS's Willie James Inman explains.
He said that President Biden's, quote, mandate.
USAID employees got a temporary reprieve this weekend after a federal judge paused a White House move to put thousands of workers on leave and reinstated 500 others. Two sources tell CBS News that employees at the agency received an email saying they would regain access to email and payment systems. The note also said no employees would be put on leave before February 14th at 11:59 p.m.
President Trump has been busy posting on social media. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has the update.
He said that President Biden's, quote, mandate on plastic straws is dead. He said, quote, enjoy your next drink without a straw that disgustingly dissolves in your mouth. And Trump taking up the issue there with paper straws, saying that he will no longer allow paper straws in his administration and plans to sign an executive order getting rid of them.
Trump also posted he is not interested in deporting Prince Harry. Trump says Harry has enough problems with his wife, actor Meghan Markle. Security is tight in New Orleans ahead of tomorrow's Super Bowl. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
On Bourbon Street, fans will see armed National Guard soldiers next to more than 200 state troopers patrolling the area, while hundreds of New Orleans police officers hit the streets around the Superdome. About 2,000 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers will monitor the city this week.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner has made a Super Bowl bet with Kansas City DA Mark Dupree.
We can offer in return for your excellent ribs our excellent cheesesteak.
The city's mayors have made similar bets. Kansas City Mayor Quinton Lucas says Philly's former mayor Jim Kenney failed to pay off his bet when the Chiefs beat the Eagles 2 years ago. What could be the biggest snowstorm of the winter is moving into the Northeast. WBZ's Mike Macklin has more from Boston.
It's been a mild winter in Boston so far, but forecasters say that's about to change.
It's going to be coming down pretty fast. Some of the forecasts have it at an inch an hour.
Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu.
We will be up all night making sure that the plows are going so that hopefully by tomorrow morning the streets are starting to look like they're passable.
Boston could get 8 inches of snow. New York City could get 3 to 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Navy vet, journalist, and Navy Federal Credit Union member Phil Briggs, and I've always loved how Navy Federal has savings and investment options built for vets like me and my kids. Heck, even their kids can join one day. They also offer access to financial advisors to help members get the most out of their investments. So don't miss out. The sooner you start building your finances, the better off you could be in the long run. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products are insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Please, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
Now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Looks like a lot of Americans observe dry January.
Popping open a non-alcoholic beverage with a twist is becoming more popular, at least according to sales this past January of Viva Zen, which is marketed as an alcohol alternative.
We saw a nearly 60% jump year over year.
Natalie Gershon is the seltzer drink's chief marketing manager.
Viva Zen is basically plant-based wellness with function you can feel.
The caffeine-free drink contains botanicals, but also kratom, a Southeast Asian plant that the FDA has warned has risks of adverse effects. Gershon says Viva Zen is made with responsible limits. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Sweden is celebrating the birth of a royal baby. Prince Carl Philip and Princess Sophia have announced the birth of their fourth child, a daughter. The young princess has three older brothers, ages 8, 7, and 3. There were several 21-gun salutes across the Sweden to celebrate her arrival. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some flurries and snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight. Low upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the upper 20s. And even more sun on Monday, high in the low 30s. Then a few more flurries and snow showers Monday night into Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
Love's like
News and timeless hits. WRJN. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time.
The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN. There she was. Just walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby. Hey, now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, baby, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is. What would I be without you in my life? Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Than I've been.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
Bye.
smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love. your mind. Two cents and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Two cents and peppermints, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Parts of the country are in for some rough weather the next few days. The Northeast is getting one of its biggest snowstorms of the season tonight. CBS New York's John Diaz has more.
In New Jersey, a winter storm watch is in effect for several counties, with our forecasters predicting some areas could see up to 6 inches of snow. For folks over in Clifton specifically, 800 more tons of salt are on the way to keep those roads safe this weekend, but they already have 2,500 tons of salt on hand.
CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak says the West Coast is also in for some treacherous weather.
The atmospheric river, a bit of a lull the last couple of days, right? Slams right back in and gets going. Wednesday to Friday of next week, we could be looking at 6 to 12 inches of rain from inland California, higher elevation snow, and Los Angeles. Mudslides, landslides.
A strong earthquake has jolted the Caribbean southwest of the Cayman Islands. There are no reports of casualties or damage. Andrew Nataroff is at the Tsunami Warning Center.
The magnitude is now 7.6. Puerto Rico is currently in a state of advisory, and there is a threat message for Cayman Islands.
Authorities in Alaska say they've recovered the remains of all 10 people killed in a plane crash in the Bering Sea. Crews rushed to retrieve the bodies from sea ice before a winter storm moved in there tonight. They still hope to recover more of the plane. Another judge has dealt the Trump administration